God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. You may please be seated. Can I have volume? I'm still waiting for the renaming from Sunday. It has not been done. Is it uploaded? Okay. Thank you. You're welcome one more time to this labors. I had to make a journey this morning, so I just came in a while ago. I want to share with us a little so that we can pray a lot more accurately. If we have been given the privilege to stumble upon this prayer point, then we will do ourselves a lot of good to accurately understand it so that we can do tangible business with it. This screen is here, but it's off. When the mercy of God begins to find expression in the life of an individual, it becomes wisdom to maximize mercy. There are many things you could have been praying about, but I believe that by mercy we have stumbled on this prayer point. While I was driving back, I shared in the house that every month, as part of my service towards my biological parents, I go home once every month, and it's not to say hello, it's to clean that whole house. So that's what I went to do this month. I say these things not so that you think I'm a good son, but so that we will have sense. I'll be 40 in November, and I still go to clean the house, dust the windows, sweep under their bed, fold their clothes. It's because I understand that the blessing is not one thing. Many of us operate under the divine blessing. God has blessed you. But there are other layers of the blessing. And a man is not truly blessed until he has come into the totality of God's delivery of what we call the blessing. There is what we call divine blessing from God. There is what we call the priestly blessing. And the ones that have been called to minister to us, or believers who operate with an understanding of their priesthood, can communicate it. Many times it is provoked. Are you with me? There is also what we call the parental blessing, and it is also provoked. So everyone who still has a living parent or somebody that is watching over your life, you owe them service. Giving is good, service is stronger. Are you getting my point? Wisdom is what I'm giving you. Sometimes what will deliver you from death is how you related with your biological parents, if they are still alive, or those that have become your parents. I said four, right? There is also what we call an inherited blessing. It may not be pronounced by your direct parents, but there are things that God leaves in bloodlines. And if you come from that bloodline, and you know how to align with the demands of that bloodline, you'll be implicated. So there's the inherited blessing, There is what we call the parental blessing or the patriarchal blessing. There is what we call the divine blessing and what we call the priestly blessing. You must labor along those four lines to be able to earn the blessing. May God give us understanding. We have been shown mercy. So while I was coming back, I have these videos about Evan Roberts, and I've been listening to them so that I get to know a lot more about him. It was said that, you know, somebody, they were going for a service one day. On the night that God apprehended him, they were going for a service. And while they were in the bus, there was an evangelist who was speaking to them as regards his passion. And what the evangelist said was, I have been praying that God will send, will raise a young man in Wales, and that that young man will begin to seek a revival, and the revival will come. He was privileged to hear from the mouth of the person who had been praying for years that he will emerge. So he gave attention so much on that particular day during the service. And at the end of the service, like I closed yesterday, who remembers the prayer point I raised yesterday when we closed? Anybody? Nobody? Okay. It's in the sermon. There was a closing prayer point that I raised, and it's very important that you hear it, because it was a closing prayer that Evan Roberts heard. It was a simple prayer. And Lord, we thank you for the things that you have done for us today. We plead with you, if need be, bend us in Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody went home, but bend us did not leave one man. And that closing line in church became his new burden, and he prayed it until Jesus answered the prayer of raising some. I want you to be attentive. That's where I'm going. I want you to be attentive. So for a few minutes, I will bring clearer perspective to this demand. Where's Damnola? Is he still around? Okay. When I put the bend us online, I saw that on Facebook there was a long list of amens, and it is proof that we are fake. It infuriates me many times when I raise a genuine prayer point and what people say is amen, because there are prayers that do not get answers by saying one amen. So I told one of those young men over whose life I watch, I told him, I said, one amen, five amens, we not do this one. Because if you say God bend me, it is not left to God. It is a journey of partnership. It is a process that will progressively yield a bent man that you are about to engage. And one amen will not do it. Because between the time when that prayer point is initiated and the place where the result is seen, there will be many altars that will show up. Every time God wants to bend you one extra degree, he will need to take permission from you. And if you do not tell him, you can bend. Your bending will stop. Are you getting me? If you... help me, Holy Ghost. If you stand like I'm standing, there are things you can see. Because you are standing. If you bend a little, there are more things you will see. Are you with me? So, it means that it is a journey of perspectives. And whatever your new perspective is, you will need to yield to what God is showing. And if you do not yield, then your inability to contribute the required partnership will make that process end. And you will not be the man that God will use. How many of us have read the book by Oswald J. Smith, The Man God Uses? I think Broguilia Conning has a book like that too. I've forgotten the topic. I flashed Facebook this afternoon and I saw that in 2018, the 26th of July also fell on a Tuesday. I preached at a war room service and the topic was sustaining the pursuit of revival in 2018. So it means we are back 4 years to discuss the same subject, because that reality is still in 4 years we have not been able to enter into it. So I'm preaching around the same corridor 4 years after. If you are still teaching somebody A is for apple after 4 years, you know that you have inherited a liability. Even my boy knows A for apple. And the day we tricked him, instead of going from D for dog to E for elephant, we went to F. He didn't say elephant, he said fish. Are you with me? So come with me to Amos chapter 3. We want to read the first 3 verses and then we go to pray. Hurry on me, please. Make sure that after this service, this thing is fixed and that there are no wires to burn this TV. Hear the word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. That was the end of the first declaration from God. And to sustain the conversation, the prophet adds his own words. He said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Let us speak for about 9 minutes so that by 5 o'clock we begin to pray. I trust God. Give me from verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord had spoken, not to you, but against you, O children of Israel. Every time you want to study into the realities of the church, you will need to be very accustomed to the expressions of the nation of Israel. It will show you the possibilities of the church and the possibilities of God around the church. It will show you the demands of alignment as from God upon the church, and the operations that God may need to engage so that he can align the church. You will also learn that just as it is possible for Israel to derail from the divine legal code and begin to live life on their own terms, like we learned yesterday, it is also possible for a blood-bought church to be misaligned from God. I know some people, when you say that the church is out of place, they say, do you know what the church is? Yes, we understand what the church is, but because it is a church that is formed by men who are free-willed men, it means that alignment with the lordship of Jesus needs to be consciously sustained or it will be lost. Have you drawn a straight line before without the aid of a ruler? You find out that for your first few centimeters, the line is straight. But that's how far you can draw a straight line. The longer the line, the more visible, the more revealing it will be that you do not have the capacity to manage a straight line if longevity happens to the line. So you will need the aid of a ruler. That's where we spoke from Sunday. Our ruler in drawing straight lines, which are accurate, which is accurate living, is scriptures. The further the word of God travels away from the saints, or the saints away from scriptures, the lesser the ability to live accurate lives. So the church can be disaligned. When we begin to engage the things that do not make for accurate living, there is a possibility that we'll be misaligned. Are you with me? So God does too. That's one thing. So all children of Israel can also be all body of Christ, can also be all church of the living God. The church of the living God has captured in its realities the capacity to stray. It's there. Because it's not a church of spirits. It's a church of human beings. Are you with me? Two. From the beginning of that verse, we come to the understanding that God does not always talk to his people sometimes, or speak to his people sometimes. He speaks against his people. And in case you have taken stock of your communications with God and you have found out that God only talks to you or talks with you, sometimes he speaks for you, that's on your behalf, but you have not experienced God speaking against you, then it means that he has not earned your trust. We'll see in verse 2. Because in verse 2, God gave a ground for speaking against them. So God can speak against his people. Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up. Thank you. God bless you. Against, now that's what I'm talking about. About the priestly blessing, it's an earned blessing. You know, I didn't say it to you, even though I know God will bless you, but you didn't earn it. They earned it by fixing the screen. So that's how it functions. It's a provoked blessing. An accurate priest blesses without provocation, but we know that that blessing becomes effectual by provocation. Are you with me? So don't wait for people to be good to you as a priest before you bless. But the weight of the blessing lies in its provocation. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. Melchizedek did not need anything, did not need a tithe from Abraham to bless, because it is priestly to bless. But Abraham understood the dynamics of that blessing, so he responded. Are you with me? Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, it means God can save and still speak against. God can deliver and still speak against. While you want to cover up in the experience of your salvation, trying to make us understand that, see the magnanimity of the mercy of God. God has loved me so much, he can't hurt me. I'm saying that even if he drops 10 plagues to save you, if you are out of line, he will speak against you, because your alignment is foundational to your relationship with God. Okay, let me pause quickly so that we welcome Prophet Abraham. So please help me welcome him. Church, you just dropped the microphone. See that he has become very small. I used to tell him to eat. He does not eat. All right. Thank you, sir. So, when verse 1. Let me read that verse again. Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel. So, the children of Israel in tonight represent the church of the living God. It's a church that did not show up by themselves. It's a church that was bought. And the currency of transaction here is the blood of the Christ. That's how the church came out of slavery. But he still speaks against that church. Verse 2. He gives a premise upon which he can speak against this blood-bought church. He says, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth." What he's saying is that I have not been intimate with anybody, other person outside you. I have known you. The covers have been taken off me. You have had the privilege to come close to me. You know my heart. You know my desires. I have kept every other person out there. You have worshipped into my reality. You have prayed into my reality. You have trusted in my interventions. And I'm chronicling the realities of the Church of the Living God in Nigeria. You have built by my wealth. You have enjoyed from my riches. Only you have I known. When you compare my dealings with you and my dealings with those who are without, I have dealt with you from a biased standpoint. Only you have I known. Of all the families of the earth, because only you have I known, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. I have a good ground to punish you. When I was teaching, and we're about to pray, when I was teaching in Goma Baptist College, I had a much beloved student who from that time had been a spiritual daughter. I can boldly declare that her entrance into the kingdom was because we met. It was me that birthed her. And that's one strong foundation for sonship. That's Ronke. It was from secondary school. I met her when she was in SS2 and began to teach her for that month. My free times was bring counsel about God, show her the way. But I loved my daughter so much that I didn't think a day would come when I could cane her. So a day came. When she participated in something that was not like they jumped the fence, or was not even that she didn't do an assignment. I can't remember what they did, but it wasn't something ridiculously bad. So they brought them to my staff room, and in my regular way, I threatened them that if you do this thing again, I will kill all of you. I knew that it was a threat that I would likely not fulfill, because she was one of them. So one of the teachers instigated me and said, Mr. Bola, you can't beat this person. Kai! So I took cane. And while I was approaching her with the cane, she was in disbelief. Say, you can't beat me. Well, I think it was, I don't know, maybe, I can't remember. Maybe it was 4 or 5 strokes. And then she cried. I've seen other people beat her, and then she stands like a stone and walks away. She's that kind of person. But this day she cried. And when they left, I also cried. I cried because even though what I was doing was to bring correction, it grieved my heart that I had to go that far. My grief was, why did you go that far to make me punish you? Because I didn't beat any other person. The beating was, so you're part of them, Kenny. So I also cried. I think that's the only time I have Kenny her, and that I will have the privilege to anyway. She's big now, so you don't want to go there again. But I'm saying that she was ripe for that punishment because of all of them, she was the one that I knew. Her dad took her hand like this and said, this is your daughter. The reason why God will not spare the church is that he has been gracious to us, is that he has been merciful to us, is that he has been, we have come into the fellowship of his abundance more than any other group in this nation. He will punish us for all our iniquities. So it is wisdom to labor with the Holy Spirit to find a list, because there's the possibility that the church is being punished for a crime that the church does not know, because perspectives have not become total. Are you getting my point? When my dad used to beat us, daddy would tell us what you did. There are people who beat and just walk away. It's wickedness. Because the child does not understand what not to do again. So the prophet summarized this instruction from the Lord in verse 3. He said, can two walk together except they be agreed? When we use this verse of scripture, many times we do not pay attention to the demands that is hosted in this verse. Can two walk together except they be agreed? The word walk, as used in the Old Testament, does not find its fullest expression in covering physical distance. It was the same word that God used to define Abraham's existence. The word of the Lord came to Abraham saying, walk thou before me and be perfect. What he meant was live your life. So the walk is how to live one's life. So we can paraphrase that verse to mean, can two live together? Can two exist together except they be agreed? Time is going. Oh, I don't want to teach, I want to pray, but maybe you understand. Can two walk together except they be agreed? I know the average believer thinks that because he's saved, he has come to agreement with God. No. Mr. Tawo, if you want to agree on an issue, maybe we want to do business together. If we want to agree, what are the things that we need to put in place? Can I just look at you and say, we're doing business, so we have agreed, and I walk away. What are the things we need to do? Okay, you say money will be involved, but money comes in at the end. We first sit down and then we discuss terms. It means that an agreement truly does not happen where there's no conversation, sir. The conversation may be verbal or it may be written, so that there is a contract that I need to view and I need to reason it. When I have reasoned it, I sign it, and until my signature is appended, the weight of my existence does not come into it. I need to ask, as one who is part of the body of Christ, the church, or as one who is leading somewhere, as the body of Christ, when last did we sit with God to come into terms? Because we don't even know what his demand is. We don't know. I was told this morning that some people have been collecting money so that they can talk their church members into voting for somebody. That in the open we can shout, we don't want same religion candidate, but under it we can collect money. And I mean reliably. Because when I got the news, I went as far as checking inside, and spoke to people up there. And they told me that some people have been collecting. Judas has, he left a heritage in the body of Christ. He didn't come alone. He has children. They are descendants of Judas. They are not Christians. How do we call somebody who is from Judas? Judas, I leave you to look for. They don't even have a regular name, but they are functional. Their default is to betray Jesus because of survival. Would you use that kind of money to buy one more car and see the kingdom of God suffer? We don't love Jesus. That was one of the cries that I let out yesterday. That, Lord, we don't love you because you are a means. If you love somebody, that person is your end, it's not your means. It means you crash everything so that you can enter into him. Now, some people's proximity to the altar is a tool to build their own kingdoms. When the church begins to sit with the Lord again, and we read the contracts that support our existence, we will pray, bend us. Because we'll find out that the terms of those contracts are not the things that we want to do. Can two work together except they be agreed? As an individual, when last did you sit with God? What part of your life currently now is being lived based on the contract that you have with God? That this is how you must live, oh, I agree. And for those who have had that kind of conversation, we need to check if you have not breached the contract. We know you signed, but are you not doing something else? That's why we have to pray. It is natural to live contrary to the will of God. It is natural. You will need to be held supernaturally. And that's the reason why we're praying that prayer. Because when the revival comes to the church, like I said, that the nation is at the mercy of the revival in the church. What we will see on the landscape is a company of men who walk with God, who live their lives based on the terms of God. And one of the tokens of that company will be that they have come to an agreement with God, an agreement that they are living up to. Maybe I should give us 1 minute in silence so that we can know how to pray, because we want to plead with God again. This is my quota for this week. I know Prophet Abraham has, yes, he's a prophet. I am a believer. He's a prophet. And he knows about this nation. I know. Much more, he knows about the church. He shares my burdens regarding how depraved we have become and how unconscious of our depravity we have become. We are alive, but we have lost the eye in Mr. Naija Cat. That's the eye is irritability. It's the capacity to respond to external stimuli. We live oblivious to our surroundings. And like I said, you see, we are not trying to critique the body of Christ. We were licensed to bring that recovery. That's why we are inspired to see. When we begin to pray, God, we need to bend some of us into a place of agreement. You have become too busy that the invitations to come to that room where terms can be declared, you have not heeded it. Some have seen it and are not willing to sign. You will need to be bent to sign. Some have signed. You will now need to be bent into fulfilling what you have signed. So in one way or the other, every one of us needs this bending activity in God so that we can be relevant to what he's doing. I don't know how to raise this prayer point. I don't know. Hi. Yesterday is gone. Another day has come. Do something new in my life. Oh, yesterday is gone. Well, another day has come. Do something new in my life. Ah, do something new in my life. Something new. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new.
Something new in my life.
Bato sabahari muhabara natete keskahata. Bakamos kebre hikabatos kahade latiatade. One more time. Make it a prayer. Something new. Please, don't just sing. Let it be a cry from your heart to the Lord. Oh, Mama Kumba Sama Mimba Parata Skanta Barante Lebo Kantebre Kiske Telemota. Why do we want to ask for something new? There is an activity of God that you have known. You have known him as the blesser, the one who blesses even when we are in iniquity. You have known him as an observer, a God who sees wrong but cannot do anything. Tonight we want to ask that he will do something new. Let him become active. Let him bend our wills into his own. Let him break us. Let him break us. And then let him mend us, so that we will be aligned with what he's doing. That's the cry. Can you lift up your voices? Act differently around my life. Do not observe my state of iniquity. Don't observe. Do something. Change your presence. I am willing. Oh, yes, Korea Baba. Le kababova kabasita bameta. E kapasenta kababre kasta panatai. Abale kombesi baparava kapatada. Ambra kaban sababatan kapraketa. Le kapapanbe kabe pamba katos. Ikambe da babante kabapande krasta. Le pate kabai kabastoma mamata. Le pale tambre kababante baye. Ekapai kabosa le paturia kababosata babihate ekambe basabila babarostade aita babianta bamotalia lanka bababarata rakabasate babelanta biata rapo sante boriatama aita papande kalilate elanta melambrashka beata rakababaska panta ratonta basante babo aito kabre tos ambe kotemi latabambai bai vakave natata okta papa sone mataba en ratabonda kata sante dedake ilamba bakonda sambe rata papa ya sababakoa ai kapa ponde elante melabra rata basante tete elapepe kayata akosta pemboraka rata papa konta bemateta aita komilia aita kaprasta peya rekeve kapapa akavenanta beriasa. Oh Jesus, mekole meme kavaba leko mesipo milekete behakate kabambrusta peya kabonta kamila. Oh kababobi kai shantai Kuria sapa fafata, alevate savile, lete vevata tae, avrata tan santa babaya, efalante valetalia santa babaya, etapapale vakabelataka, rakastata tama, manta palekapa, lepalekamba sale. Let him hear your cry tonight. We want to cry personally before we begin to cry for the church. Babonanda komirobiata sekonda bai bekelekita bakapa kopata sompebilai lakom mababoranto bera rafa santa babimantaba apabelazo lekata bamilabenate beransa tambasa lata papailata elaprasta balai elapapatenta babarasa antavamvata kaba mataka le banke le abaskabe rekaska papata ai kambras papola kata levatata papelankai ai maka pambaika kai paskaba rakata pakata elabo kapos kapelate ekepepe pakande ekambo piketoria rakopes kupapata epaponta kababo ekampasi palanta ai kombroska lepatomentiata rapasi papate etambondai zavavatatai ilande vavilatai evantaparias kaka lebon shantele lekapataka montai abrabas kapai batate lepakate popoto lenkambos kapa lempakadamba sota ekapapinanta keporia rekatakaba epon shanke porotale leka membogo ekopobokokoko ekapapali kapaya kavata bochka lepraskupaya afakapamina matakai epakombandai enkaprakapan shapapapakata
leponde e shapen dale paparusa rata papa minante lele tai. Ah, oh God, oh God, oh God, there is no way around my recovery except you bend me, except you bend me. Oh papi shamelan beta lebabilan veraton besita aita mama makabo mesabilaye eitake barabo. Oh Jesus, shete peleke kempate ko baskape rakata pakita pahata kapaska papapa kadelata aete koze epete kanta kapie eshaka parwate rapaska mamata antata belante aipa komba bakaska parai aiko parakata shata rekete bosete epale 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 sabai paralato efata palavatabe anto seto milai. Oh akama moka pagaba akapara konta kalata akapalai akapapalai rakata shapera toke ata epakarosa rakata kotonda kata ekatata dagagatanda katata bahata rava shapapaya ekapatiata tata ora pakata asanta tata elapapeya ekaskapampo ekatamo ekatatama babo ekatatama babo efaranos estantana dai etapara some mama apai papapa afatana tatai esopara rababa asanta lavapiata estanea oparasata astatata faratai. Oh help Tolu tonight, just bend him into your will. I cannot arrive without your help. I cannot arrive without your help. Ayakabelo sanalatai. Let the desires that make me ply a path that is contrary to yours be lost. Override, override. Irakakateleke gote. Aruza da 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 mo. Akamba shababalea. Ebereke kodas. Embraka kioras. Vrakata tevaka hiata. Reveke tovandia. Askamba bababa. Epoke mobami akaba. Esoma melanke. Paikombe suriata. Rekasai, ay papai, ay pasha papai, red Tatavatama. I am a son. I'm preparata. Bend me to embrace your will. Bend me to embrace your will. Oh, bend us tonight. Oh, bend us tonight. We are too rigid for a revival. We are too misaligned for a revival. Don't give us rain as a first giving. Lord, bend us. We come seeking for the gift of recovered alignment. Yes, Father. Shepa papa iate, esoma mama ta, matelele zeta, apeva shantai, fada da da da. Okaska papa, leka papa ikapa, kompa kona toka taka pote, kato toka ratata, afaka pano, esomba ne kabata, baraka posa bela toka. I can bet it up, Belekabe, Bekate Bekoma, Bekatatan Bekoma, Aparasan Papa, Afatatai, Batela Mekantias, Eshopontai, Barapota Mapohoto, Efatapombai, Barato Pastoma, Atapapre, Repapa Samela Tebo. Oh God, oh God. Align me atamayame na mahata amyara mosateya ay matemaskoma mandala bakashata ola miami korote ebenabando rakota aria pasanta antalaba papaletama matanota rata papatenata afata belate ekakapataya kataskopo kataskopo ekapapaka rata papapa shagerapa kaiba. Help me into your will. Help me into your will. Oh, Shaikola Bagahata. Oh, Rabeka Mabaha. Is someone crying tonight? Lord, deliver me from me. Deliver me from me. Let the things that displease you not have become the things that I love. Let them be taken. Let them be taken. Let the things that I glory in, that break your heart, let them break my heart. Set me free, oh God. I want to be free. I want to be free of my will. I'm a minabaratatataya. My will was not gifted to master me. My will was given so that I can be a servant of your will. Ayabara ayate. Esababa iote mamalato. Oh, Veka Boheata, Peleke Bahamas. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen. We're still praying. Because of time. Okay, we'll still stay with ourselves. Maybe tomorrow we'll enter the church. Many of our prayers for the church are hypocritical. Because the way to bring recovery to the church is to first become the recovery. I said to us yesterday that, you see, the prayer of petition, if you remember, I said that the prayer of petition becomes succeeded by the prayer of thanksgiving. Not when God has done it, but when there is a witness of the Spirit that it is done. So I may not see it, I may not have heard it, but once the Spirit bears witness that it is answered, I switch from petition, I enter into thanksgiving. I said, but you see, supplication, the end of supplication is the death of a will. And if the will has not died, then a man has not finished supplication. It's, the prayer of supplication is an importunate prayer. What I mean by being importunate is that you keep asking for the same thing until
you know that it's impossible to be like that again. We're in a day when the average believer thinks that his will is the will of God. That anything he wants to do is what God is doing. That's our new definition of partnership. That man initiates and God is bound to come into. Ah, save me from me. Save me from me. Can we plead with the great one again? So take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. Lord, take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. Lord, it shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. Sakabai. E kakaboronda kutahanda seto. E kababinos kambo bababa di covenanta kuate. E kobarados kambe bai kompenata. Akamas kambe balale. Levas tababarata bahiaba. E kavande kabas kababa hiakabande. E kambas kabaras kabalataba.
Sata kambre ta kambre sata ida baha skembe katambre katapia tasei yekora bakate kembras kota ida. Come on, insist, 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 insist. It's an importunate prayer. Open your mouth and cry. Open your mouth and cry. Kabo saide, saide, saide. Mantoba kaika saika me. Abrenantoria mantail. Skapa papanta. Skapa papakate yeketeria bona. Yekombre kataboratia. Come on, insist. 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 Can you ask Jesus to beat you into shape? Beat me into shape. Beat me into shape. Before it used to be about availability, but now the demand has changed. If I am not malleable, then I'm not usable. If Jesus cannot beat me into shape, then he cannot use me for his will. Oh God, oh God. Sa, sa, skamba baba taide. Shakata katabarata skekata kambre shatambre tamantoria apapapande baida shkata shkata katabarata kataya ekapapakata krotokete shatabranta bayate shambabo 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 prakata katayata shabababababababalata yekotorobotoro kotosepeida. Don't be tired. Sambala katamantaila mo. Siambe, siambe, mama, mama. Siambe, mama, 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 mama. Sakatoriambose ide yakatabantariamboske skabeya skabeya skabeya. I insist. Ayekapakatomenaya yakatabalantoriama. Like the widow in Luke chapter 18, I insist. Yabataiga balata skembo sabre natali sambre natali akabaye sa skambe papantabo aprasata baboria prescanta baire skambabo sataina la bocata bore reparate sabande batoma desse semamamamamamamamam eia baba bos eia baba 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 se semanta bala kamroski ia baba tombres kombe la pambra tomba shaba shababa shatata yakate kete krete kete skotobrate shabras katababo yekete skotobro tabaira shamba baba baba baba. Brother, you better pray. Sister, you better open your mouth wide and cry. Sambe Siambo Sambele Lai Mama Siamba Mama Mama Mama. Beat me into shame. Beat me into shame. Cross canta bobaria taida. I will not let you go until you are beating me into shame. Raskatome taida. Lembre sotambra temantoria. Raskata bayande. Shanto bali. Yeko karake teke teride baha. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In the morning, my brother Riyomi was telling us and leading us to pray that Jesus will bend us. And while we prayed, the Lord told me, before we used to pray, Lord, I'm available, use me. I found out that there's a revised edition of that prayer. And it's no longer availability. It was a good prayer to pray. I'm available. Use until the Spirit of the Lord told me the word is no longer available. It's malleable. And I asked the Lord, why did you give me a basic science word? I found out that malleability is the ability of a material to be broken down into sheets. If you are not malleable, you are not usable. And so you can be available. But he will still not be able to use us that way if he cannot bend us. There are materials like that. Iron sheets. Any kind of weapon he comes with. Any kind of instrument. As long as you are malleable, you are good to go. You want to cry again? Make me malleable. Some of us are so rigid. Oh God, can you cry again? Can you cry? Sakateye bandeha. I know I've been available, but the demands have changed. It's no longer about availability alone. I must be malleable. Sakateidaba shande barakotamba yeketo brokoto sotai. Make sure you are praying. Sante bakandebo librata kataba lebreto santeba lebreto katabalata shakate kete yete brota mandoria bata shababa baba 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 lata make me malleable. so that any day you come, anytime you come, I will be beatable into any shape, any shape, any shape that you require of me. I don't mind. You can go first. I don't mind. But make me malleable. Santa Pacambre Cataida. Repacambros Catambro Toide. Yekabakota Balata. Shabababo. Shente Brecate Balata. Acambrete Cambre de Bocoso Protoye. Shaprata Cata. Le Grasque. Le Grasque. Ambe sato melandea riba bakatambros ketekeye rababa bande rabato krosk riba kasete shebaraka yeketo baritena riba nanambrahat Help us, 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 help us. Is it now or now? Is it now or now? Help us, help us. Sakata brakatekeyet. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are with me, say amen. Amen. In Joshua chapter 5, we found out that on that same journey to the promised land, the Lord would require that the children of Israel will pass through a ministry. In other book, it was a territory, the ministry of circumcision, and the territory Gilgal. And we found out that before Jesus began to make claims for circumcision, he reminded us that although they were warriors that came out of Egypt and they were circumcised, but we found out that there were certain things that did not happen to them. The way they behaved in the wilderness was a proof that circumcision had not happened to them, because we found out that the children of Israel came out of Egypt, but in the wilderness, Egypt was still speaking through them. And so the Lord killed all of them in the wilderness and told Joshua, raise another generation. It means that Jesus can wait. It means if I'm not ready, if I'm not usable, if I'm not malleable, Jesus can wait for another generation. He can wait for another person. And the Lord appeared to Joshua and said, make for me sharp knives. I've been running. And anytime Jesus wants to circumcise me, it's only a mark he leaves. He doesn't leave a scar. There's a difference between a scar and a mark. Make for me not just any knife, but what? Sharp knives. And then all the male children of Israel, they were lined up. In that day, if you saw Joshua with a sharp knife, you know that something is about to happen to you. For we are the circumcision. It means that we will not get to our promised place until we have passed through a ministry. It's called the ministry of the sharp knife. Too many excesses. It's the best time to ask Jesus not to use us. If he can bend us. The proof of our usability is that we can bend. I want us to cry again. Even if it takes Jesus to make it force, let him come. I mean, Jesus will require certain things by force. Sometimes you may not want to give it away, but I don't care. It may be a relationship, but I don't care. Sometimes it's hard to let go. They come and take it by force. sometimes it's hard to say no. They come forcefully. I don't care. It's me giving the Lord permission. It's my life. It's my life. Can you ask him to come? Oh, you are 5 minutes to cry. Can you ask him to come? To come. I don't care. It's my life. Sataka brakate kete yamba. Rababa shatakaye. Rebabababa shandoba. The Apostle Paul never referred to us as the circumcised. He said, for we are the circumcision that worship God. It means every time, we must appear before the sharp knife. Every time. It must be continuous. It must be constant. Oh, shaketaida, rabanto kambelatai, shaba, shabata, lekres kotoberida. Don't pass me by. Not this evening. Don't pass. Don't pass before administering that thing. Shambale, shambrata ketape, raketa keketo cross, shababale, agrateke teke redosa. Listen to me. Amen. Amen. The implication of circumcision is that the average believer will arrive at a place where he no longer calls anything confidence save Jesus. Listen. Amen. So, Ontario, what they call manhood was the same substrate for circumcision. So that if you now present after circumcision, if you now present every major, he will no longer be able to say, I'm a man. No. If he wants to say, I'm a man, you will need to add, I'm a man in Christ. What you call might will be taken away. What you call confidence will be taken away. It means that there are journeys that Jesus sends people to so that they can arrive at the circumcision. There's a man that Jesus wants to use. He must look like a particular pattern. And the only way he can be forced into that pattern is that he will pass through the ministry of a shah. He will require things from you. From you. And it's that place that you are most strong. You are most strongest. It's that place you call me. My strength. That he will come and touch. It's that place you boast in that you will come and touch. So Apostle Paul told us, for we at the circumcision that worship God in spirit. Actually, after circumcision, we will arrive at a place where we no longer have confidence in the flesh. You want to cry in 3 minutes and say, come again. Just set me on a journey such that I arrive at a junction where I no longer boast in anything. In case I want to boast, it's in Christ. It's in Christ. It's in Christ. You can pray now. It's in Christ. Come and come again. Sata Cambretta Balata, you have 2 more minutes to cry. Come. Holy Ghost, come. We wait for you to come. Come. Holy Ghost, come. We wait for you to come. Come. Holy Ghost, come. We wait for you to come. My sister, help me. You better pray. Skatayabaye. Satayabantos kataina. Hey! Shut up. brata kataya rata kata skota kata brate balata shambrata kata brate ya kataye ye kete rete koto roboto shababa shababa baba 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 yeah yeah santa balata brata. Can you ask him to come? Can you ask him to come? Shambrata banta balatoria akabrata kata.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. I had to drop the mic because I felt a burning in my chest region. Now hear this. Hear this. There are many things that we know God to be. But when God becomes very intentional with a man, he goes past yesterday's knowings and introduces himself by a new name. He is Jehovah, the one that bends me. The whole book of Jonah gives us a revelation of a God who can bend. Now, Jibola, you cannot always decide that you will have it your way. There is a space in yieldedness that a man can give to God. And that space affords God the privilege to bend you against your will. Your will is not strong. It's not strong. Now God instructs a man and said, go to Nineveh, warn them of impending judgment, and that man faces Tarshish. And what I will have felt is that God allows him to function like a free will entity. He got on the boat. God made sure that everybody lost what they had. Dropped Jonah in the waters. And then a fish took him and picked him, rather, embodied him without digesting him, and took him and vomited him in that place where he was supposed to go. He bends wills. Acts chapter 9 begins as another gift of revelation. That God can block a man. You've been moving around because you have eyes. Now I'll take your eyes. And then with my voice I will lead you. That was Saul become Paul. He can bend. He can bend. Jehovah. The God who bends me. Now about to move forward. We're still coming back here. But watch this. You see, God's agenda for Nigeria is perfect. He will accomplish what he wants to do because that time has come and prayers have gone up to God. What I am not sure of is if you will express new in that new Nigeria. Is you I'm not sure of. Because after we have prayed for a nation, I hope that as God is dealing with the nation, he's dealing with you also. I want to plead with you, don't be caught in the crowd. Come as one man. And Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Oh Lord, don't do it without me. One more time, say Lord. Me aside. Kamai, kamai. Sonana kaba baraske bahavata bahane lataya. Second Chronicles chapter 7. You may be seated for a while. What was the prayer? But be seated. We'll be keep going and coming back to this prayer. Going and coming back to this prayer. When I was listening to that Evan Roberts video. Is it Evan Roberts? It's Evan Roberts now. Abi? Yes. I found out that his verse of scripture was second. This afternoon I just found out. That his verse of scripture was 2 Chronicles 7:14. Now, that's where he prayed from. And until he achieved that posture, he didn't stop praying. It was at that point I suspected that we may just be unlocking a well, an ancient well. Because it looks as if subconsciously we are getting alignment along the same path that a man walked. I think what is remaining is consistency. Now we don't get to a point to where we prematurely feel that God has perfected what he's doing and then we move to other things. Consistency. Not being tired to stay on the same spot. Staying on the same spot means that God is dealing with you. I make bold this announcement that you see, in the nation we have dealt with God so much in prayers. The problem is that God has not successfully dealt with us. What produces the spark is that the man who has dealt with God becomes the man that God is dealing with. Are you with me? Because in my listening this afternoon, I found out that in the time of that revival, Wales was like a Christian country. It was in Wales they pioneered the concept of Sunday school. And the person who pioneered the concept was alive that time. He was one of the preachers in that crusade where Van Robert heard Bentham. He was there. In that crusade, there were four ministers. The second minister was a lady. They didn't say much about a lady. The third minister was the one who translated the English Bible into their language. So they were ranking men. They were men that you could look like and you could say, Kai, revival. Are you with me? But when this young man began to pray this prayer, Lord, bend me. Bend me. He found out that even though the church had a seemingly robust expression, the spark of life was missing. And that was what he was looking for. You died for something more than large congregations. You died for something more than a Christian nation. Even in our state, there's a conspiracy along religious lines to have another governor coming. You can take this thing I said to the bank. That there's a conspiracy or along religious lines, not competence. Not party. That because he's a Christian, let's mobilize. Let's decamp to where we are more convenient religiously. And let's vote this Christian out. In Yoruba, she makwe nuwako. Enutiwani oku. The average son of the bondwoman is in expresses greater allegiance to his religion than his nation. That's why in the name of a religion, you can bomb your nation. The average Christian is more Nigerian than he is Christian. He carries the Nigerian spirit into the pursuit of God. He's survival oriented. And anything that can pay his bills is his God. Sometimes, even the clerk of a bishop does not make people immune to that kind of reality. We are sharing this thing so that when we grow up, Jesus will really have people who can stand for him. The spark. Like when we gather together, what we collide with is life and not activity. I'm tired. If biblical Christianity is impossible, Tamlala, let's go and look for something else. If the possibilities in scripture practically are impossible, let's look for something else. Why should we be trying to do something that is not workable? I really don't know. Thing, you pick spanner to unlock a boat. The thing does not unlock. You now put your teeth. You are trying to make it work. Engineering sense tells you that if it's hard, something is wrong. A boat is designed to respond to a spanner. Abby? Yes, if it's the size. We have tried to work this thing for too long and it's not working. And we must find out why it's not working. Oh, the church is not loved. In which age was the church loved? No, can we tell ourselves the truth? When was the church a friend of the society? When? Even when the church is good to the society, Jesus fed 5,000, but they still nailed it. Maybe some of the people that he fed now used his food to acquire strength to shout, "Crucify me." The church cannot be good into a place where the society will embrace her. Her destiny is to be against society. Are you getting my point? They are trying to exterminate us. In which generation were they trying to preserve the church? I read a book when I was 11 years old. The book is titled The Great Controversy. It chronicles all the... It looks like a miniature version of what you call Fox's Book of Martyrs, where you have a list of all of them, from Martin Luther to John Hus to the Waldense Christians to Jerome and all the people that died. I read it at 11. So me, I made up my mind early that if it's Jesus, will follow, we will not end too far from these people. That time. I don't know why you came. Maybe it's convenience. Because the church is convenient. And we have lost our essence. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, and we have been walking here since Sunday. Give me verse 13. Let's go back there. I'm just going to say a few things. We're going to pray. Then we're going to have Prophet Abraham speak to us. Because we have less than 2 hours now. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways. Where we are now is to turn from our wicked ways. And one of the things that this bending activity of God will achieve is that it will make us turn from our wicked ways. Because what we call wicked may not be murder. What we call wicked may not be abortion. You see, wickedness and sin, that's missing the mark, are synonymous in scriptures. So when the Bible says that the prayer of a wicked man is an abomination to the Lord, it does not mean the prayer of somebody who kills his neighbor. It means if your life is out of alignment, you are wicked. That's what it is. Are you with me? The prayer of a man who has chosen to live by another set of rules, contrary to the legal code of God, who has decided to live by another will, is an abomination to the Lord. There is a call tonight to turn from our wicked ways. And the reason why we need to plead with God to help us is that the wicked ways sometimes bring pleasure. Are you with me? I do not see anything immoral. I'm saying that for the simple reason that every time you set out to do something and you do it successfully, there is a pleasure that you get. Am I right? So you wake up in the morning, God says, "Stay indoors today." And John says, "Today I will go to Oyo." Do you have people in Oyo now? Is that where you live? You stay there too. And John says, "Me, I will go to Oyo." If your friend hears, he tells you, "Hey, God said you should not go. There can be accident too." If you show up in Oyo safely, how do you feel? You feel a sense of achievement. I had my way. And it worked. So it brings pleasure. The reason why living by self-terms is hard to live is that it gives you a sense of fulfillment. You see how people boldly say that thing. Say, "But God, Say, leave God aside. If it is an individual that functions like that, it's a lesser problem. If the church functions like that, it's a big problem. If the church functions like that, it's a big problem. Unfortunately, the church functions like that. A few days ago, Pastor Deboye spoke, and Baba said that he has not endorsed anybody, and he will not endorse anybody. Invariably, what he was saying to us is that he takes sides with God. He has to be apolitical. So he will not tell the church members to vote for any particular person. He takes sides with God. When I was pondering on that statement and praying on my journey this morning, the Lord said what it means. He said, I have not revealed to him, and so he cannot take sides. Don't you know that Baba has a mind? Baba is intelligent. He was on his way to becoming a professor of that subject that you don't like. Mathematics. He had an ambition to be Africa's youngest VC. He wanted to enter that place in his 30s. And he was going strong before God aborted his journey. So he's intelligent. If you know maths after that, at that level, you will be a master of permutations. To say, if this is this, then this should be this. So based on the layout now, you should be able to permutate and come up with, you see, I've helped people permutate in the name of the prophetic. I call it prophetic permutation. So we know that you are adding figures together, but you are still a prophet. Let's encourage you, you are still a prophet. It be canally at him better. It's okay then. But he's saying that his mind is not gifted that kind of function. Why do you think you still have a mind in redemption? If when you were not saved, your mind was used to think, was used as a tool to think your way through. Why did God retain the mind? Is it so that you can think your way through? No. The mind is given to the believer as a tool of submission. Because when the ways of God are communicated to you, your presence within a human environment will give you information. And your mind will want to, okay, let's go that way. Now you'll be in a place where you either choose to follow the environment or follow the Lord. And the tool you will need to use is that your mind. So your mind in redemption is a receptor of the ideas of God. Your mind in redemption is a tool of submission. You will numb your will so that his own will can be done. There is a call to turn from our wicked ways. Everything we do in church that is not as stipulated by God is wickedness. Everything, including the ones that make people laugh or make them cry. Including the things that we do to try to keep them in church that are not from the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Pleasure does not define rightness in the kingdom. Commanded, instructed, is what defines rightness. So disobedience can be pleasurable, obedience can be painful. So that if you don't cut corners, if you don't do it your way, John, that church that you are pastoring, people may not come there. But you'll be willing not to have an audience in your church and be obedient than to have audience in your church and get them into church by your own way. Are you with me? The way we are practicing Christianity, the religion of the sons of the bondwoman looks more original. It looks, I don't know, many, even now when I want to tell Christians to pray, that's where I go to borrow the lesson. I was saying in a particular place, I said, have you found out that they don't pray emotionally? We pray emotionally. Pastor Diola, if you tell somebody to pray now, we say with prayer. Say, I've not eaten since morning. They don't, the ones in the north that are poor, they still pray in poverty. It's not conditional. They believe that they were created to serve the will of an entity, of a God. And so they will serve his will even when they are not convenient. Even those who sleep outside pray, that don't have a roof over their head, those who beg, they pray. No, go to Sabo. See the ones at that junction, that blind junction, that's what they call it. They pray. Even though they are blind. And I'm not sure they are asking that they should see. I don't think that's their request. They believe that that's how they were created. And that those that can see will feed them. So they come out every morning with their children, go to that junction, sit down. And when it's prayer time, they go to pray. Even in the airport, they are praying centers. And twice I have had our flight delayed. Because as we were boarding, the call to prayer came. And they diverted to go and pray. You will say, I will pray when I get there. No, they will pray. As the north is dangerous, traveling by road, if it's prayer time, and the one who is driving you is a serious one, he will park. You park, and they will pray. And there's no apology. You were unlucky to travel that time. And if you go to the big cities in the north, if you drive to the wrong place on a Friday, you'll be in the hold up. Because it's prayer time. Everybody must stop. Are we not regimented with prayer? Are we not emotional? Say, God didn't do something for me, so I'll not pray again. Live lives on our terms. I don't want to be petty tonight. But there are things that we hear that burden us. I've shared with you. A brother said they went to church and the sermon was dental care. Have you heard dental care on a Friday before? And then a particular place was a 3-Sunday series trying to make them ready for the marketplace. So how to dress corporate on a Sunday morning. Somebody came and was teaching them to not tie. That's Christian education. Abi? Our worship places are profaned. And we want to change a nation. We must turn from our wicked ways and choose his way. It's an urgent thing. If not, we will not make the selection, because a selection is on. It won't be everybody that comes to church that will make the selection. You heard Tamdola when he was praying. That you showed up does not mean you'll be chosen. He was in Malebo. It's an engineering property. His ability to yield to stress. That's malleability. So if I want a rod, that a straight rod twisted, the rod under stress, heat, and then the twist, he must be willing to go that way. That's where his beauty will come. And I found out that raw iron does not gain value until it is malleable. Hear the word of the Lord. I screamed it yesterday. It will cost something to have the revival. It will cost something. We can't sing into it. We can't raise our shoulders into it. Our backs will be bent in prayers. Our knees will bend. We will weep before the revival comes. We can't laugh our way into it. There's no generation that laughed into a revival. There's no generation that sat down and clapped into a revival. What they got was not a revival. Go and study revivals. There was no revival that came that they prayed on Sunday and came back next Sunday to pray. They gathered every day until he came. That's how he came. If prayer is not consistent, we are joking. If prayer is for soul, we are joking. I was studying the Amazulu revival. They prayed so much that it was as though their bodies began to emit heat. So, in constructing the new venue, their roof was a retractive roof or retractable roof, so that when the heat builds up, those who are far, what they will see is flames. But his people just praying, generating heat. They will now use the pulley to open the roof so that air can be coming from the top. We just want to start the journey. We have not advanced. I know there are conferences where they say revival, and what we do is just gist and tell ourselves how God will make names. I said to you yesterday, the revival is not about popularity. If people are popular inside this, it's not the revival. God comes and dominates men. That the obvious thing will be God. When the revival comes, if you buy Punch newspaper, is there still Punch newspaper? Physical. When you buy Punch newspaper, you will see that the church will be trending. That's every revival, the church was trending. Everyone. The number of people came to Jesus. Headlines. The number of sick people who got healed. The number of hospitals who got empty. Because when people are revived, they run. They run. They take out everything that looks like a manifestation of darkness. Crime rate will drop. It's one of the tokens of every revival that has come. Because the ones who steal will steal no more. Prisons are emptied when the revival comes. Does it look like Nigeria? The roads will be safe when the revival comes. Does this look like Nigeria? It means we are not there. We are not there. Except we think that our own revival is going to be distinctively different from others. I was sharing with someone. I said, what do you think this revival will be about? The person said to me, I think it's a revival of prosperity. We are beggarly people. You think we don't have enough money? Individuals may not have enough, but the church has enough money. I think more than enough. So much that we don't know what to do with it. How many of you are from the north? We want to pray. How many of you live in the north? Okay, let me see the people. You live in the north? Stand up. Okay. Joy, your knot is still too short. Now, Abuja, sit down. Did you move? Okay, your knot is where? It's Mina. Mina, it's still us here. You personally, Java people, you are still here. Where do you live? Kaduna. All of you are still close. I mean in the north. Because Jibola, when I said the church has a lot of money, they don't know what to do. We don't know what to do with it. Maybe the look on your face is blank. Now, what do you mean? Do you know what missionaries look like in the north? Do you know what they look like? Many of them look like beggars. That's what missionaries look like. Even the missionaries from mega churches, they farm, they do all kinds of stuff to be able to survive, even though we are building in the south. Selah. On my trips, I meet quite a lot. And we weep when we see them. That's what he said. We weep when we see them. It looks as if it's another God they are serving. We are serving another one here. She had heard one man became blind in the course of serving, and then the church stopped funding. Many of them don't like coming down south because they feel offended in God. Why did you send us there? The other time I went to Mina, there was a missionary that came. He can't even speak English. So I asked the person who brought him, why did you bring him? He said, as you're ministering, let the grace be entering him like that. He's a Fulani missionary. He got saved 25 years ago. You know, if somebody like that comes to Lagos, what do? They use him as PR. They carry him from church to church to say, see this, he was a former herdsman. So they carry him around. He said, no. I was saved 25 years ago. He said, Jesus showed him that he will save more. So he's still a herder. He's still in the bush. He goes from from herd group to herd group to preach the gospel to them at the risk of being killed. We don't even know if he's still alive now. But that's what he has committed his life to do. They don't have support. They build their own churches. They buy their bikes. Some of them, to get to church, a Keno has to travel back and forth. Even in Niger State, a Keno has to go back and forth to bring people to church. A conference came up a while ago in the north, and the pastor was lamenting, because I was around for another meeting, was lamenting that they had to cancel the conference. They said the star, because the preacher is a star. If I mention his name, you know him. He said that state, that he's afraid for his life. He can't take the gospel to that kind of place. So they said, we'll fly you. He said, even if you fly me, I will not come. But they stay down south and they shout, we live for Jesus. We are liars. We are wicked. We are wicked. We do robust ministry, but we do it in convenience. I was appreciating them in Zaria. That you see, me, if you make my coming to you convenient, I am grateful. But if it is not easy for you, and the Lord says, come, I will still come. I told that they are permit. Baba, if you did not fly me, I cannot say no to you. I will have traveled by road. Where is Tola? Is Tola in church today? How did you travel to Jigawa? By air, by road, and back. Did they steal you on the road? Are you a pastor? You are trying to be one. But ministers are afraid. I'm not saying go and waste your life cheaply, but if he sends you, you need to go. If he sends you, you need to go. Me, I've been implicated, because if I enter a land once, I'll be going there. So I'll be back in Katsina very soon. And I heard my biological father say to me today that we're no longer afraid for your life. We know he leads you, so we keep you. In 10 minutes, we want to ask that the Lord will visit his church. Before you pray, God has many faces of interaction with his church. I think we have known him as Abba Father for long. And the love of God has not worn our hearts. So, we will need to plead that he comes as a judge. He said, that the Holy Ghost be dispensed as the convicting spirit, not as the lover. That when we worship him, let him come and judge us if we are true. When we pray to him, let him come and judge the praying man. Can we pray in the name of Jesus?
Come as the church. Return to your church. Return to your church. Come, judge our misalignment. Come, judge our depravity. Show us the paths of righteousness. Oh Jesus. Kekasato kapapesi. Efe kakalusa iloma. Marabos tetomba seliba. by palasama, by pasepalata, by pasta bella role, elakapa pam papa pa. Akafasta papanda la prasta paparata papa ekapalanta bai barai akrasta parado santa balare reta mamanta baila le prasta papapante elam papanda la babai ala rabasto papano tapa apam brostam palavarana ai kamba bai elatakamba somalantaila ai kapra Lantos kamba apapalanda paraletos ekeka papaya arakomba bakomba sai ambrankaida alapaya kapanskaba. Oh, come, bring us to judgment early. Ele kokoleza. Ele kokoleza, ekala kakatoza ha, rakos katakaya, abrakatakanda sofala, ama sofala, ilaparia sabrapa saita, alamedam rata payante, eparanda papapai, osapapalantai, ekafaka katai, arapokatan sopa, rapapapaka. And then Atambiosa, Eparavisa Papianta, Ambabroscampa Rasta, Arapocototome, Epampovetta, Epampovacacavanta, Apastepalai, Eprasaipa, Pagacacacapa, Pagacacampa, Paganda Palanda, Alapaparanta Capa. Ebra pampa bosaba le papai era papapapananta amo e kapapuanta burasoto e papo sevele tata damio kapote e kame mabagaba e mosokombe e kapenso milakoa akwa kwa kamba o kafa rombombo e kompemberiata e rapo sapinina aimela pinde e papinde e papinde e papinde ipana bana papana asapa la pantapa rapasima mampa e paraita rapastopa akombe baba miapa. Come as the judge. Oh, come as the judge. Come, judge our depravity that we might be free from it. Come and judge our wickedness that we might be free from it. Come to your church. Ah, sokalegede rakashita katatanda sa ofamamona nakoba rapakabo isatantatai. Christ ki jobarede kia sherebere opa iri refo bobo I baba sabane ababa Christ ki jobarede o Oh, so me me la hutwaya. Ayaya. Ia taria satata. Aya toni apasaba. Elama mi moma la kumbara. Rakababi bakamabe. Can you cry out to him? Hey, kama mai boke ko mibirale. Sada. Come quickly.
God to judgment. Arise to judgment, that we may come into righteousness. Ijoba ifeda ati alafia bawo nirira iho tabitar amamira baba parabada. You died for something more, Lord. In judgment, restore.
Outside the restoration of your church, we have no hope. Oh, le kore sari kababo, kababama kabeato, ekonsande kaile rapa komanta ba. Agababama mama kababa raba kemela no hope. Koko. Rise upon us like the sun. Shine your light. Let our secrets be made bare to us, that we may repent. Hey, abamama komo kabakai keke mopoka abasaraka perape ya temika bebe yata sandi miaki ateke yata. Oh, come in, Shibaya, oh, wale, wale, you are faithful. Wale, wale, wabami beli bi, oh,
Return to your church. Come as judge. Come as judge. Egagaga baboki sakapata akata kaperaka kapata asanta kaiya elapepalanta babai barasotada anteta berasabaiya elelate elelate ikapapaya Aban Sabelabra, Tavavadata, Apapa Roska, Rata Papieta, Eman Sabai, I buy, Epapakai, Efekatabelaka, Ikapapo, Asame Mateka, Rapostata, Aventa Piakabai. Don't watch us waste. Don't watch us waste. Return and judge.
Oh, You've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.